Today's daf Yomi, Gittin Mem Ches, Gittin 48, actually introduces us to a complicated idea which is also related to our Parshas Pinchas, that Rabbi Yochanan, we've seen a dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says that if you acquire the fruits to the land, it's as though you've acquired the land itself, Kinyan HaPeres K'Kinyan HaGuf Dami, and also Reish Lakish disagrees, and Reish Lakish says Kinyan HaPeres is not K'Kinyan HaGuf Dami. If you acquire the fruits, you have not acquired the land. And the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan would have to say this. Rabbi Yosef says, if it were not for the fact that Rabbi Yochanan would say Kinyan HaPeres is like Kinyan HaGuf, he wouldn't even have a leg or a hand and a leg, an arm and a leg to stand on in the Beis Medrash. Why? Because Rabbi Yosef says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'achan Shechalku L'Kuchosin, so this relates to our parasha. Our parasha talks about the land of inheritance and the way the land was divided up, that the person who went into the land, he got a portion, and that portion was given to his sons. It was divided up, and those were called the laws, the steachuza, the inherited fields. And so now let's say Reuven goes into the land and he divides up his property amongst his three sons. So Rabbi Yochanan says that those three sons, they're considered to be purchasers. And then the land goes back to the estate at the Jubilee year, and then it's redivided at that point. And Marzirin Zel Zebi Yovel. So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yosef is saying, we're not for the fact that we would say Kinyan HaPeres is Kinyan HaGufta, I mean, that when they each inherited their land, it's like they didn't just get the fruits, but they got the whole land itself. We would never have anybody reciting the Bikurim passage, except if you were a single son, and then you had another single son all the way back until Joshua, because otherwise nobody would really own it, because they're just purchasers, and it goes back at the Jubilee year. So Rabbi Yochanan must say, Kinyan HaPeres is like Kinyan HaGuf, and the brothers who purchase it, brothers who inherited are like purchasers, whereas Reish Lakish says Kinyan HaPeres is not a Kinyan HaGuf Dami. But we have a problem because Reish Lakish does paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, the brothers are lekuchos. And so therefore the Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam asks the question, how do brothers ever recite the Bikurim passage under those circumstances? And so the Rabbeinu Tam has to deal with that issue, but that's the fundamental idea that even though they're inheriting the land from their fathers, it still goes back in the Jubilee year to the estate.